In a historic vote last night, the U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation that will overhaul the nation's healthcare system. APRN's Libby Casey reports from the Capitol.
34 Democrats sided with Republicans to vote no, but Democratic leadership got three votes more than they needed for passage. Alaska Congressman Don Young joined with all other Republicans in voting against it.
I just think it's too bad for the country if this thing was to be implemented. And I've said all along it's going to be awfully hard to undo what's being done. And now people say, can you repeal it? Well, I think the only way we realistically could repeal it, because Obama will be president for two more years, if we take the majority, would be, in fact, defund them, which we could do, and I think we will do.
House members worked throughout the weekend to either push for or fight the health care bill. Democratic leaders decided not to use a procedural move called deeming, by which they could have deemed the Senate version approved without actually voting on its content. Instead, they led a straight up or down vote on the legislation and a second, smaller bill of changes. Outside the Capitol, thousands of protesters gathered throughout the weekend, the majority angrily against the bill, but also some in favor. They shouted over each other on the Capitol grounds Sunday as the vote neared. The demonstrations reached a tense pitch on Saturday when some Tea Party protesters hurled racial insults at African-American Democratic members of Congress, and reporters present said someone spit on a black congressman. Protesters also shouted anti-gay taunts at Massachusetts Representative Barney Frank. Congressman Young says that behavior was uncalled for, and he didn't witness anything like that. He says on the positive side, he's glad so many Americans were on hand over the weekend to be heard, and he hopes they take action at the polls this fall.
You know, I love the people who protested. I admire them for what they're doing. I just hope they don't go home and forget this vote today. They go home and get fired up, organized, and get rid of the scoundrels.
The final nail-biter came down to a block of anti-abortion Democrats led by Michigan's Bart Stupak, who agreed last night they would vote for the bill once President Obama pledged to sign an executive order saying that long-standing restrictions against using federal funds for abortions will stay in place. Congressman Young says he doesn't buy the president's promise.
The anti-abortion group caved today. I think they're taking an awful risk believing the president when he says he's going to issue an executive order, which has no value, because if he does it, I don't think he will. If he does it, it can be overturned by action of Congress, or it could be overturned by another president. And so what do they gain other than a short reprieve? But that's their business, and I won't tell them what to do, and I don't try to.
President Obama spoke from the White House last night, saying Americans can now know that illness and accidents won't endanger their dreams.
Most importantly, today's vote answers the prayers of every American who has hoped deeply for something to be done about a healthcare system that works for insurance companies but not for ordinary people.
Congressman Young says he supports some elements of healthcare legislation, including banning insurance companies from denying people with pre-existing conditions and letting people enter coverage pools. But he says the Democratic bill goes too far, is too big and costly, and will bog down government.
If the American public decide to buy this program, then we've done our best job here to try to explain it to them. And if we weren't successful, then that's the way the cookie crumbles.
The main bill passed by the House last night now goes to the president for his signature. The smaller reconciliation bill goes to the Senate, which is expected to take it up tomorrow. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.